This is Lee Chambers on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Donna Summer and State of Independence. It's an independent song because my guest now is Sally Cleghorn from the Cambridgeshire Alliance for Independent Living. She's a Partnership Board Development Officer. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Lee.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Now, Cambridgeshire Alliance for Independent Living, do you call yourself CAILE?
We do call ourselves CAILE because otherwise it's a really long title.
It's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it? We'll call you CAILE now then. You represent disabled people, older people and carers in Cambridgeshire.
That's right. We cover the whole of Cambridgeshire, and it's really a matter of working with people who have a disability. For anyone who's a carer, it might be a family carer or just a local neighbour, and also for older people.
Older people. Well, let's talk about older people, because I know we've had guests on throughout the month from other parts of the charity. Tell me a little bit about your work with older people.
Yes. We talk to older people through the Partnership Board, and older people of course have a lot of experience of life anyway, and like myself, I'm over 65 now, and suddenly I'm an older person in a category, but I'm still me. So, you know, we really want to think about who is the person first and then look at the issues later on. We have about 10 older people who sit on the Partnership Board, and so they bring the whole of their experience as an older person, as their life experience, and also their experience in the local community. Some people are involved with the credit union, other people have been perhaps in social care or worked in hospitals, so they know a lot of the issues. And when it comes to talking to people in the county council or to other voluntary sector organisations that provide services, they're really on the button. They know what the kind of questions to ask about. One of the top issues is older people not being able to leave hospital because there's no care in the community. So that's something that they have been talking about quite a bit.
So what are the other issues facing elderly people?
Okay, I would say top issue is actually transport, and that goes right across the board.
Well, access to or...
Access to transport, cuts in bus services across the county. It's great in Cambridge, I think, but if you're living out in rural areas of Huntingdon and Fenland, it's got a lot more difficult to get transport. There have been a few initiatives. There's one in Fenland. There's one in East Cambridgeshire called Total Transport, where they're trying to double up on using community transport so that there isn't a bus sitting empty in the depot for the whole day.
And it's important that elderly people can get out and be part of their community.
Absolutely.
And do the things that the rest of us do.
Absolutely, because as I say, we're all people. And one of the issues that was identified by older people was isolation. And of course, from that comes loneliness. The two kind of go hand in hand, not exactly the same. And if you just can't get out of your house, you might not see anyone for a week. Could be just the postman that you see. You know, so it's a really live issue, I think, particularly for people who are living in rural areas.
So isolation, loneliness, transport, what other things face elderly people?
They've been talking a bit about housing, actually. Looking ahead, at what point do we start thinking ahead about where we might be living when we're that bit older and might need a more, an easier property to run or better access to get in and out of the house. But that's just something that's starting quite early on at the moment. I think across the county they're looking at that. But it's certainly an issue that older people are thinking about. And there are some assistance out there, actually, for help to start thinking about what housing might I need when I'm that bit older.
And we really should start thinking about this, because this section of the population, it's just going to keep growing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on the up and up. I was quite shocked to see a figure the other day that was carers over 85... have increased by 128% in the last 10 years. So many, many people over 85 who are caring for somebody else in their home. So that's a big challenge for the carer and for the community as well.
And for your organisation, that cuts across two things, doesn't it? Because you support carers and elderly people, so they're facing issues that affect carers and the issues
exactly.
that affect the elderly.
They cut across. So the Carers Partnership Board started by thinking about younger carers as well, but now maybe we should start to think about the older carers at the same time.
Well, let's talk about the partnership boards. What is a partnership board?
It's a group of people that meet together. Half should be of older people, if we're talking about the older people partnership board, or carers if they are on the carers partnership board. We meet with senior management from the county council and representatives from other voluntary and community services that provide services, maybe like day centres, that kind of thing. And we meet on a regular basis to discuss the current issues, to acquire information, but also to give information from the experience that the partnership board's members have. So if they have an issue, they can bring it to the board.
And does it get dealt with?
We hope so. We talk a lot to the county council about improving those services, but equally we talk about things like communication. I'm very hot on someone perhaps who lives in Cambridge with 4G, forgetting that if you live out in a rural area, that connection is not so good, and maybe you're not familiar with using the internet, or you know, your mobile phone. So a lot of communications really ought to be in multiple forms, and there should always be a phone number on the website so that you can see where you have to phone, things like that.
So you have a carers partnership board, so half of the membership of that are carers, and then a older people's partnership
board.
That's
right, yes, so. They're two separate boards. The carers, I think, has been going longest, and they're very feisty members. They've got lots of experience of dealing with services and trying to improve them, and they're really committed to trying to improve the services for other people, and that, I would say, is also true of older people's partnership board. We have a regular kind of training throughout the year, and they often say, what I want to do is give something back, make sure no one has the same experience that I had, and use my experience to make things better for others. So it's a really positive experience for all of us to hear that.
And I think sometimes older people suffer from this stigma that they're a problem, that they you talked about 4G there. Some people think, you know, if you're over a certain age, you're not on the internet, you can't use the internet, you're bewildered by technology.
No, I don't think that they are bewildered. Some people perhaps don't have enough information about it. And there are, I think in Cambridge City, they're certainly running some outreach to help people get to grips with it. But why should older people be a problem? You know, we've been glad to have their services over the years. We've just had Remembrance Sunday, and we were very thankful for the people who gave their time then. And I think that should be so now, you know. Why should I suddenly be a problem because I've just had my 65th birthday?
Well, I noticed you out there in the green room dancing along to Charlie Puth.
I actually love the music. It's fantastic. I haven't a clue who he was, but I really enjoyed it.
So if people want to get involved, if our listeners want to get involved with the organisation, with KALE, what should they do?
Yeah, I think the easiest way is just to give us a phone call. We're on 0300 111 2301. Of course, if you do use the internet, you can use an email. That's admin at cambridgeshirealliance.org.uk. And we do have a website, www.kale.org.uk.
And what would you be wanting from listeners? Their experiences?
I think experiences in the first place. If you feel that there's an issue you'd like to take up, give us a call. And then after that, we can have a chat. Maybe you do have, you would like to join a partnership board. We do a lot of training and support. And for people who perhaps have a sight or visual impairment, we always have assistance for that at board meetings. So it doesn't stop you attending. And we always have our board meetings in very accessible venues.
And this is a way of making a difference. I'm guessing some of the things you raise at these board meetings, some things change as a result of...
They have changed. We have worked with the County Council on how they communicate with the citizens right across Cambridgeshire, and that's going to be adopted by the County Council. And we're shortly to be working on the dementia strategy, which is a big piece of work. And, of course, that's a big issue for older people, perhaps a fear as we grow older. And we'll be taking part in that.
Lovely. Well, lovely to talk to you, Sally. That website again is cail.org.uk and the telephone number is 0300 111 2301. Nice to meet you, Sally, and keep enjoying the music.
Thank you very much.